Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Joining us this morning is Chris Daly from the University of Buffalo School of Pharmacy. We're talking about the closing of Rite Aid all across Western New York and New York State. Chris, thanks for being with us this morning. Just want to start out with if you were surprised at all when you heard the news of just how widespread Rite Aid's closures here would be.
Good morning, Brian and Susan. It is a pleasure to be on. Thank you so much for having me here today. And yeah, we'll get right started with that news. It came out just last week that Rite Aid was filing Chapter 11. This was, multiple times in the previous years. Remember when this happened before in the state of Ohio last year, they had over 140 pharmacies that were in the state, and they've all but pulled out to four. So when they announced that in New York that they were going to pull out, or as they mentioned in their press release, find another buyer, that is over 170 pharmacies and over 70 of those in Western New York. And most importantly, 13 of those are in the city of Buffalo, which is our most vulnerable patients that we really need to be concerned about.
How severe, Chris, do you think the impact will be here in Western New York with the loss of these Rite Aids, and especially in the city?
Susan, I really appreciate that question. And, you know, myself and my colleagues, Dr. David Jacobs and others, were really diving into the data last week. So we have access to New York State data about disease burden, and we wanted to focus specifically on high blood pressure and diabetes. Within the city of Buffalo, again, the most socially vulnerable in individuals that really do need this accessible care, you have one out of three, in some areas, one out of four individuals walking around with high blood pressure. On average, 10% of individuals have diabetes. And we know, a powerful tool to manage in individuals is to be on cost-effective medications that patients develop relationships with their pharmacists, and really access to care. We know from pharmacies, just not are about medications, but life-saving vaccinations, social needs. They're able to reach out to patients and have, disease state management from conversations. So this really is going to be a loss that not only is going to be felt in the next couple months when patients are scrambling to find a new pharmacy, but beyond.
Well, at the university, I'm kind of curious amongst people studying to be a pharmacist, what the reaction might have been, especially if they're from the area. I mean, in terms of job placement, this has got to be a huge blow. And are people thinking like, whoa, I thought this was an in-demand, great field to get into, and now these pharmacies are closing left and right?
Brian, great question. We train world-class individuals at the University of Buffalo that really go do amazing work in many different fields, including community pharmacy, that employ a majority of our individuals. And, the temper is concerned. There are students who have reached out to me who have come to my office within the last week, pharmacists and pharmacy technicians and individuals at these locations that were served notice that essentially they're going to be out of a job in a week. So within the students and the graduating students, so there will be, another class graduating this week here, there is for great concern. Are we, trying to look at how this area will absorb these individuals? Because not only are, pharmacists out of jobs, but we have graduating students as well. Absolutely. And the idea is we want to be able to work together, with different pharmacy organizations. And you guys have had pharmacy owners on to talk more about the competition and really what's going on in our industry. But we really need to, address this concern and really talk with patients one at a time and students and really look at, that there's going to be great opportunity still, but we need to work through this together. There needs to be a solution to come together, you know, to be able to absorb these prescriptions, but also to grow up to patient care. And that's really where we can train our students to be, to make a difference.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the audio. Yep, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Chris, do you expect other pharmacies locally to absorb these Rite Aid customers, or do you feel like a lot of this will go online? What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, so the question right there about absorbing, right? So if we're to just to think of the volume of what's about to happen, right? So let's just take inner city Buffalo, 13 pharmacies. If you average, you know, a couple hundred prescriptions a day, you're really into the thousands per week that you need to offset. In an already area that, you know, you had other pharmacies pull out, that's a lot to consider overall. So in the short term, we have no choice but to absorb. So for pharmacies are going to be looking, you know, to reach out to providers' offices to reestablish patients. There's going to be longer wait lines, but, you know, knowing the high quality of pharmacies in the area and the colleagues that I do work with across the street, you know, they will look to do the very best they can, Susan. But there will be, you know, some disruptions here. And I think that that's what's the largest concern. So you mentioned online. I think, you know, another source would be out of state. You know, we wouldn't want to see this as well, but, you know, certain plans do mandate mail order. So you would see a little bit of shifting to that as well. But we really do need to kind of look at this on an ongoing basis to see, you know, can the system look into this? And again, our most socially vulnerable patient are at higher risk of falling off.
You know, I think a lot of people saw this and even the news last year of Rite Aid, CVS closing some locations. Now you have Rite Aid filing for bankruptcy again, and they can't square away in their minds. All we talk about is the price of prescription drugs being so expensive, yet the pharmacy can't seem to stay in business. How the heck does that happen?
Yeah, great question. So when we think about the price of prescriptions, it really becomes, you know, the perspective and the vantage point. From the patient's perspective, we see this in the form of a copay, right? So when you're at the cash register, it'll be a dollar or $3. Or if you're a commercial patient, it could be a cost share that could get up into the hundreds, especially for the more expensive weight loss and diabetes medications. But really, the true issue exists behind the scenes in the contracting for these prescriptions. And the supply chain and the reimbursement chain is very complicated, Brian. And, you know, this, what is happening now is a factor of different parties jockeying for a position for reimbursement, and ultimately, who has the bargaining power here? The pharmacies do not have the bargaining power, right? There are, in many cases, a take-it-or-leave-it contract, and in the case of Rite Aid and what we have here, it's not the only factor, but it's one of the primary factors in establishing sustainability. You can't continue to operate a pharmacy if contracts are coming in where there's reimbursement below cost. And that has been consistently happening for the last couple of years. And now we've finally caught up to that. And this is one of the factors.
Wow. A lot more to sort out here. But Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Chris Daly with the UB School of Pharmacy.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent,
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.